I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over 9,500 rockets have been fired on Israel from both Hamas in the south and Hezbollah in the north since the war began. Victor Kalischer of the Bible Society in Israel says Israelis are grappling with generational trauma.
In our collective historic memory, we have the Holocaust. We have a lot of disasters. We celebrate Purim. It's the story of Haman. It is part of our identity. And we feel that it is the same thing. It happened to us again, and we are shocked.
Churches are asking the Bible Society in Israel for Hebrew resources specifically for traumatized kids and teens. Support this ministry through missionnews.org. Then pray for Israeli and Palestinian children to know the power of Christ. And did you know that American Sign Language is a completely different language from English? Deaf leader Mark Sorensen works with Door International. Speaking through an interpreter, he explains,
they have different grammar structures. They use different syntax. ASL has a different word order to create meaning. One of the most common examples is the word order of object, subject, and then verb, whereas English uses subject, verb, object.
The same principle applies to sign languages globally. They're distinctly different from the spoken languages around them. That's why deaf communities need to see scripture in their heart sign language rather than read it on a page. Approximately 68 million deaf people worldwide have no access to the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Learn about the birth and growth of a ministry that now broadcasts the hope of Christ to millions in Arabic, Turkish, and Farsi. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.